Three of the nation's biggest banking groups are rallying against $4 billion of government debt relief to farmers of color. The banks argue that if farmers pay back their debt all at once, it will cut into the profits the banks make off the interest. The federal relief funds were set aside as part of President Biden's coronavirus relief plan, and it's intended to lessen the burden of debt on a historically disadvantaged group of farmers. The money is expected to go out in late June. With us to talk more about this is John Boyd Jr. He's a fourth-generation farmer in Virginia and president of the National Black Farmers Association. John, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for being here. So these payments mark a turning point. Essentially, the U.S. is acknowledging the racism and discrimination in its farming industry that goes back hundreds of years. What will this debt relief do for Black farmers and other farmers of color?
Well, basically, I've been working on the debt relief provision for about 30 years in Congress. But it will help many needy Black farmers and farmers of color who are struggling right now. And there's still many hurdles to cross and rivers to cross as well. So we've been struggling for a very, very long time. And hopefully we're reaching a turning point where we can start heading in the right direction as far as participating in the USDA programs and services and loans and all of these things.
Well, when I spoke with you back in March, when this measure was introduced, you said the biggest obstacle for Black farmers for generations has been access to credit. And, yes. And the credit you get often takes twice as long. The interest is high. What's your reaction to the stiff resistance from banks on this debt relief? They're essentially saying you paying off your loans will cut into their profits and hurt investors.
Right. And, you know, this is a banking industry who was bailed out by the American people. And here they are beating on Black farmers and farmers of color. Instead of coming out with a loan program that would service and help Black and other farmers of color, they're out speaking out against the payments and worrying about what's going into their pockets. But if they open up their bank coffers and lend out more money to Blacks and other small-scale farmers, they will continue to make money.
Well, the complaints that come from three banking associations that represent the banks, they've gone so far to say that they'd be less inclined to loan to farmers of color if the loans were wiped out all at once. They're asking the government to actually pay out more to cover the interest that they'd lose. But on the subject of being less inclined to lend to farmers of color, this is actually the opposite outcome that you've been fighting for the last few decades.
That's what I've been trying to do, to get the banks to lend us money. And here they are coming out. It's almost in a threatening demeanor towards Black farmers. You know, if this happens, we're not going to lend you any more money. And those persons, the banks should be held accountable, not only by the National Black Farmers Association, but from the American public. And that's what people need to start taking a look at. Why is it always when Blacks get a little bit of justice, we get all of this resistance, and this time from someone I didn't see coming, the banking industry.
There's also something else, probably what you did see coming. In April, a group of white farmers actually sued the Department of Agriculture on the grounds that these payments were racist against them. Is this the reaction that you expected?
Well, you know, it's a continuation of history where Blacks were enslaved on American soil and sharecroppers and survived Jim Crow. And you heard me talk about the length of time I've tried to get debt relief. None of the primarily white farm groups signed on to any of the letters, including the banks didn't either. But what about when you got all of the money, all of the time, $500 billion since the 90s, 99% of that went to white farmers. And they never saw it as a problem when Blacks didn't get anything, when we were representing 14%. Of the America's farmers, and now we're less than 1%. They never spoke out against that.
Well, John, the reality is that the farming industry has seen a tremendous shift over the last few decades.
Yes.
You all rely on each other, regardless of race, right? I mean, usually farmers work in larger organizations, and those include both white and Black farmers and other farmers of color. Do you feel like, though, these payments drive a wedge in those organizations?
I believe, and the history here speaks for itself, that former President Trump drove the wedge between Blacks and white farmers that administration and Sonny Perdue was the worst agriculture secretary in my tenure towards Black farmers, where he said, you guys had to get big or get out of farming. So it's gotten worse. And the only way to make it better is to have a real race conversation in the agriculture industry for Blacks and whites. And let's flush this stuff out and have a real conversation. And for the record, I'm not against any farmer getting the help that they really need when Mother Nature and all of these things affect us. But we shouldn't be affected by discrimination in this country. And that's what I'm saying. It just shows the continuing of how Black farmers and other farmers of color have been treated in this country.
That was John Boyd Jr., president of the National Black Farmers Association. John, thank you so much for speaking with us again.
Thank you for having me.